Hello, it's Joseph Tame here of tamegoeswild.com, and it's 11:30 on Friday the 6th of November 2009. I'm here in my futon in central Tokyo, and I just spent the last hour washing up, which I actually quite enjoy. I have my Mac out and I'm listening to podcasts and things. I caught up on The Archers, which people from the UK will know. It's a Radio 4, longest running soap on Radio 4. Wonderful stuff. Anyway, been doing so much thinking. I'm at a time where some changes, big changes are needed in my life, mainly concerning what I do with my time during daylight hours, Monday to Friday. I made a decision a couple of weeks ago. I made the decision this week, actually. I sort of made the decision 2 weeks ago. And then I just mentioned this decision to a couple of people, and hey presto, opportunities are presenting themselves, which I never would have thought would have been there, completely out of the blue. And they're very different opportunities, opposite ends of the spectrum. And I'm in a little quandary as to what is going on. Well, not a quandary, I just don't know what's going to happen next. And I'm going to have to wait and be patient for a few days. But I think there's going to be some big changes before the end of the month. So, but anyway, what this situation has brought about is of a reconsidering what my time is worth, reconsidering where my time should be going. Not just what it's worth in terms of financial recompense, but also in terms of what I'm producing with each hour of my day. Is production virtuous? Is that what we should all be trying to be doing, to be productive in some way? Perhaps not. It's something that I must admit, I think I emphasize too much in my life. You know, how productive am I being right now? And I think to a certain extent, maybe that's detrimental sometimes, because I don't give myself time to not be productive and just to stop and appreciate life for what it is. It's something I've talked about on my blog before. So, yeah, it's in situations like this. Well, I've spoken to a few people about the use of my time and where it should be going, and everyone has their own opinion, and yet everyone says, at the end of the day, you know the answer, and you know, you're the only one who can make that decision. And until I reach the point where I need to make a decision about what I'm going to do with my daytime hours, I don't know whether this is going to be true or not. But I kind of feel, yes, I do know the answer, and I've already made the decision subconsciously. And yet, at a conscious level, I'm so far from making any decisions, partly because there's no concrete options to choose from. I know this all sounds a bit crazy, but it's true. So anyway, basically I'll be following up on this in the next couple of weeks. So then hopefully things will make sense. But I just wanted to share how things are at the moment. Okie dokie, well, Twinkle has just returned home, walked in the door, so I shall be off. And see you soon. Bye. Bye-bye.